Good morning and welcome to This Is The Way podcast. My name is Zach Way and I am the host. Today is May 12th. It's a Tuesday and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to episode 33. This is a short and simple podcast that focuses on a spiritual discipline, a fruit of the Spirit, and a passage of Scripture. Today we're going to be talking about kindness. Kindness is the fifth fruit of the Spirit. The spiritual discipline that we've been talking about kind of aligns with kindness, which is solitude. I need solitude to be kind and demonstrate kindness. Because kindness is hard, man. It's hard to be kind sometimes, especially for extended periods of time when you're surrounded by people who you love and they love you. When you're surrounded by your family, think like Thanksgiving or coronavirus 2020. Another translation of kindness is brotherly affection. And this means making yourself useful on someone else's behalf because you care for them. It's like if you had a brother who kept on doing things that would, like, mess up his life, you should call him out on it. That would be kind. Help keep him accountable. Encourage and strengthen him. Kindness is not just tolerating whatever it is that he's doing. Tolerating is not love. Kindness is not just like superficial niceness. You don't just slap on a smile and grin and bear it. Maybe that's why kindness is hard for me. I'm not very thoughtful. I assume that people know that I love them, but have I really expressed kindness to them? Have I purposefully sought out opportunities to show my affection and to be helpful and useful? If strength is for service, then how am I using my strengths to serve others? Am I operating in my own strength, or am I relying on God to give me strength and to be my strength? Am I aware of the areas that God is working in my heart to either improve or expose a lack of kindness? Love is patient and kind. The second word used to describe love is kind. Would others use kind as the second word to describe me? God, help me to be kind today. Fill my heart with love, brotherly affection, kindness, and a desire to serve others. Renew my mind so my speech is filled with kindness. Restore my soul. Remove the anger, anxiety, and bitterness and comparison. Transform me and sanctify me to look more and more like Jesus. Content, humble, loving, honest, truthful, and gracious. Help me to forgive as I have been forgiven, to let go of grudges. Help to show grace as I have received grace. God, help me to be kind. If you have a thought, a prayer, or a prayer request, please click the link in the show notes to share it. And if you're interested in giving a little 5-minute devotional this month on either solitude or kindness, let me know. My email's in the show notes. And let's jump into our passage of Scripture today. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.